Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Digital Lava Radio! It is the return, once again, after a year of being nowhere, we are somewhere, once again. And we have we are very privileged.
we are very privileged
to speak English as a third language. But we have a really nice lineup for you. My name is Christopher Hanel, and I am with two of my bosses. First of all,
Boss and a not so attractive boss.
Which one is which?
I think people in the Digital Lama Radio, I think they know who's most attractive.
Okay, well, we'll just go down the line. First of all, boss number one, please.
Boss number
yourself.
One and the handsome one, Josh Griffin from TheForce.net. Hi, everybody.
Boss number two, introduce yourself.
This is Jeff Yankee from FanFilms.com, which is part of TheForce.net.
Non-boss, you can introduce yourself.
This is Rob Davidson at his first Gen Con event.
Yes, and he's here as a guest of Josh Griffin.
Technically, I'm Jeff's boss, too,
yes,
technically.
Yep.
But you're both my bosses.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
But Josh hired me in 2000.
That's right. You're so low. You have a boss over you, and then he has a boss over him.
Notice who's holding the microphone for who.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks yes.
for that.
Anyway.
But you got to remember, my boss is also over there.
That's right.
Say hi, Lisa.
Hey.
In the studio, Lisa was with us tonight as well.
In our multi-million-dollar Presidio.
This is unreal. Did you see the mixing board in the back? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Spectacular stuff.
Yep.
No, seriously, it's a privilege to be on the show. I haven't been on the show since we did a convention way back. I don't even remember.
FilmCon.
FilmCon.
Yeah.
And this is big, Gen Con here in Indianapolis. Very fun.
This is my first time on the show, and, you know, I host the show. Yeah. I mean, I'm the one that put it on the site, and these guys never invited me on it.
How did he rope you into getting on the show? How did that happen? What's the deal there?
Let him spend the night here, and said, I want to be on the show. And he said, okay.
Very good.
Hey,
I'm with food and a place to stay.
What am I going to say? No? Get out. Yeah.
Boss. Do what he wants.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of topics to talk about. Obviously, Gen Con. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about our newest fan film on TheForest.net, Batman Dead End.
It's a serious Star Wars film. I don't know if people have seen this yet.
Yeah, you know.
Very powerful. Lucas would be very proud to see this film on our website.
We're going to talk about hyperspace, talk a little bit about that, about
jump to hyperspace.
And episode 3, the spoilers are coming out. But first of all, let's get this one out of the way real quick. Star Wars Galaxies. Jeff, you got to beta test Star Wars Galaxies, didn't you?
I got to beta test. Yes, I did, for about 2 months. And let's just say I'm not playing it anymore.
Aww.
It's over, huh? That's
the honeymoon's over. Yeah. I got bored, so.
Just got so routine every day.
If I want drama, I'll just go to the JC boards. I don't have to go to the Galaxy.
Yeah, good.
For all the people listening, he was kidding.
That's right.
Please don't riot.
Yeah, okay.
Go listen to Yankee on the Digital Lama show. Making fun of us.
Drama.
We know drama.
Yes, yeah. TFN. So, yeah, I bet he tested Star Wars Galaxies, too, and I gotta say, maybe it was just because of the beta test, and maybe 6 months from now it'll be great, but right now it's just boring for me, and Jeff, I think, agrees with me.
Yeah, until vehicles show up, and until you actually do something, and, you know, the war goes somewhere between the Rebels and the Empire, until you actually do something in it,
Massive field battles at any time, you ever think that'll happen? Good versus bad, anything like that?
It's possible, but, you know, it's gonna be really hard for them to do, and, you know, unfortunately, most of the players are pretty young, and they don't really behave themselves very well.
Well, this is the gaming world. You should come to expect that by now.
Right, it's true.
But other games, especially like Counter-Strike, even though there's some of our...
It's famed for immaturity.
Yeah, but then you also got games like World War II Online.
No, that's true.
And it's very, very well structured. And the game goes from, you know, you start in France and you can push to Germany. And somebody can actually win.
The French can win?
Yeah, French
the game's broken. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the French lost their own revolution, but...
Yeah.
And to all the French people that visit, we're very sorry for Jeff. So far, we're Jeff 2, French-Canadian 0, JC board member 0.
It wouldn't be a Digital Lama Radio episode if we had alienated our viewers in the first five minutes.
Is there anyone else we can offend before we get really started here tonight? That'd be good.
Canada!
Do not want to make fun of Canadians. Wow.
Okay.
Let's
move on. Okay, you guys were pretty privileged tonight. While I was here hanging out with the Yankees, you got to have some fun with a certain celebrity.
Yeah, we were at Gen Con, and we were hanging out, and Ray Park comes in. He played Darth Maul in Episode 1. and also Toad in X-Men, which is very cool.
Groovy.
And he comes in and unloads his stuff. We get to meet him, and then we all decide to go out to dinner. So we had dinner with Ray Park. While we're sitting there, Kenny Baker, R2-D2, comes up, joins us, Jeremy Bullock, the guy who plays General Nadine. Sorry, I don't know your name. General
he
Nadine,
dies in Darksaber. It doesn't matter.
That's right. We're not sure who he is, but he ate with us. It was really, really fun. We had a great time. Ray Park was awesome. Rob, you got to hang out with Ray Park a lot.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, down to earth. Really likes his fans and whatnot. And kept on mentioning X3, so we can hope.
Ah, cool. Is there any involvement with that, with Ray Park and X3?
Yeah, Brian Singer called him up, and if Brian Singer directs it, he's in it.
That sounds good. We'll see.
Didn't he die? I mean, I've never seen such a definitive death in a comic book movie before.
Well, just like Darth Maul will undoubtedly be back somewhere, too.
Which half?
I know, yeah. It's going to be special.
Oh, they cloned him. Yeah, they haven't done that one before.
And on behalf of all of our clone visitors, very, very sorry.
If you were born in a test tube, we apologize.
Sorry.
You're so,
Yankee 3.
Hey,
right.
Guys, not
mine.
It's not me this
time. What else?
No, so we had a good time. We just talked about what he's got coming up. He just had a knee surgery before his flight here, and so that he's walking on crutches, and he's just kind of hanging out. And we'll actually interview him tomorrow for the website, too, so hopefully up on TFN we'll have some more stuff with Ray Park.
Yeah, yeah, excellent, excellent. Wow, what else is going on, Chuck? I met the Gamers guys, the Gamers, the movie, the RPG,
yeah,
fan
yeah.
film.
What do you think about all that?
That is really good. They've been at 40 different conventions and film festivals. They're starting a company now. They're wow. selling the DVD because they don't break any copyright. These guys are going for it.
That's
I mean,
cool. You know, as long as we're hosting new fan films like
Batman. Yeah.
Maybe we should look into this stuff. I don't know.
Which is an interesting segue, considering we just got done watching Batman Dead End
Batman
on DVD.
Dead End.
Which, Jeff, how did you pull this off?
Our
listeners want to know.
Let's see. I contacted a certain member of their cast. I talked to him. I said, hey, we're going to be at Gen Con this weekend. We'd like to show it on the site since we're hosting it. And he said, sure, these guys are very cool. They are big hardcore fans. Sandy, the director, is a very big Star Wars fan. From what I understand, he has a huge collection, and you can see it in these guys' work that you know they're huge fans of everything they do, and especially with Batman and Aliens and Predator. And so these guys were happy to help us, and they're happy to continue helping us. They've already said that they help us how they made the costumes. How they do some of the effects and just how they set up everything.
We're going to have, like, all new tutorials then and everything.
I don't know if it's the tutorials themselves, but we'll have interviews with them, and they said they would help us out.
The film is fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's absolutely brilliant. Batman Dead, and if you haven't watched this yet, I think, like, 50,000 people have already seen this film.
And that was just last night. I don't know about today.
Yeah. It is absolutely out of control how many people are watching this thing. And it's
one of the
really
most creative
really
things I've seen this year. This is what Batman should be.
Yeah. I mean, Ain't It Cool News is talking about it. Film Thread is talking about it. Everyone coming back from Comic-Con has been raving about it because it was showing there.
We have to get a prop out for Superhero Hype because they were the ones who originally contacted them for us and then sent us the original copy to put a post up on the site, and then they got me in contact with their crew. So
now where can you get it? TheForce.net. Come to us.
Yep.
So we're hopefully maybe this will be the first step in a much larger world since we've done Star Wars for so long. Maybe we'll do superhero fan films, or maybe who knows?
So far, WB hasn't contacted us, and we're very happy for that.
Now DC, they shut down another fan film,
Superman 8.
They shut that one down.
They did shut that one down. I'm not sure exactly why. I haven't contacted the guy.
Superman's tights too tight or something
there
like that.
There might be some weird reason. Just like
for all the Superman fans out there, very sorry for that last comment.
Stop apologizing. You're too nice.
Yeah.
But anyway,
the current Saddam Hussein.
But anyway.
Edit.
Cut.
This is a good place to add action. Good.
Oh, okay. Wow. Glad we took care of that. Moving on.
Comparing people to Saddam Hussein. Wow.
Wow. You know, most people get burned in effigy for doing stuff like that.
We're going to burn Rob later. It'll be fun.
Barbecue. Hey,
no, it's
cool.
My real name.
I'm sorry, your real name is Kenny Baker, according to your badge there.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's a great film. We've had a lot of fun getting it into people's hands because there was this great big batch of hype after Comic-Con. And all of a sudden, we had the opportunity to have it, to host it, and to get it into people's hands. And we just think it's brilliant, and it's fun to see what people that are passionate about their film can do. And honestly, I think it's a neat editorial about how productions and fan sites can work together. I think it's really a neat statement to be made about how when the fans speak, it's important that they have a place to talk about it and to put it out there, and that's what The Force does. And I hope that in the future we see that more with Lucasfilm and Star Wars and the whole nine yards. The fan sites are our friend, and it should be used in that way.
And that's something it's really interesting because Sandy mentions this in an interview. That he talks about how Lucasfilm has led the way, that they took the whole fan film thing. Now they're having fun with it. They're drawing people to conventions to watch fan films based on their movies. You know, granted, they're only documentaries and parodies, but, you know, they're doing whatever they can legally do, and it's understandable. But, so they're actually leading the way in the industry again, and that's what we're hoping WB and all the other studios are going to follow suit, and it's going to let the fans have some fun as long as they're in good taste. I don't see, there's really shouldn't be a problem with them.
But we have to be fair in our criticism of this film, though, and we have to recognize that these characters are established.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like an original character they created and made this amazing 3-minute film. They're taking 50 years of Batman. They're taking the whole, not to spoil it for you, but they take other franchises and they combine them with this, and they're taking thousands and thousands of hours and millions of dollars for the stuff, and they get the benefit of making a smackdown 8-minute movie, but
they do it right.
But they didn't have to do all the stuff to get it to this point. Mm-hmm. So we have to be critical of it, and it is amazing. There's no doubt how good it is. But we have to be critical just to say they didn't go to all the pre-production work that everyone else has had to fight through to get to this scene. And it's an 8-minute movie. This is not like there's any plot. This is just smackdown fun time. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have to worry about the dry scenes, the plot development. All they do is they just have a big fight.
Yeah. But, even just watching the still shot here from the DVD, you just look at the simple Batman suit. I mean, that's what the fans created. But you go watch now Mask of the Phantasm, and all the Batman cartoon stuff.
Right.
That is what Batman looks like.
What was Alex Ross's quote?
This is the best fan. This is the way Batman should look.
And the fans. Now you've had how many major films come out now?
Was it four or five?
Yeah.
Four or five, and all of those have been done. And then these people put together an 8-minute little fan film. And Alex Ross says, "Okay, that's the way it should look." How much money have you guys spent? And you guys couldn't get it.
Exactly.
This is the way it should look.
And all that is a gray spandex suit and those little. You can get those army pouches for like $3 at the army surplus store.
You were saying you got it on your stormtrooper outfit or something?
Yeah, I have a couple of them. I use them to hold my cameras and stuff. It's not a hard costume to do.
His boots are cool.
Yeah, the boot. I mean, the cowl. They sculpted the cowl and they just used some cape.
Yeah, I want to stress to people that do not have the benefit of looking at the making of documentary on the DVD. One of the guys at filmthreat.com was making fun of the fact that he said it looks like they got together all these different, they had all these different costumes and they just wanted to make a film with those and tried to make a plot to fit that. They made all these costumes specifically for this film. None of these costumes existed until they started work on this movie. Because there is a comic that this is based off of, and obviously we're not going to talk about it because I don't want to spoil anything.
And one thing to look forward to from the Force Net, we're going to actually be hosting the making of, too, which has interviews with all the key players, all the actors, and it's really, really
and Boner.
Fun stuff.
And Boner.
And Growing Pains.
The guy that plays the Joker is Andrew Koenig from Growing Pains.
And he's unreal. Like,
he's great.
This role was made for him. I mean, he really steals the show. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. And he's Chekhov's kid.
So yeah, Chekhov's kid. Star Trek, Star Wars, Batman, all coming together,
all
one
coming
big hug.
Together. That's right. And more that we won't talk about because we don't want to spoil for all the show.
How many times can we say that? Obviously, you're just going to have to watch.
You know, 50,000 people have seen the film overnight. Why not join them? Download Batman Dead and Fan.
Yes, excellent. It's an excellent. Give it the huge DLR Llama thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
Yep.
Oh, man. Wow. And unlike some other websites, we're offering some really, really good content for no cost.
For only $19.95, you can listen to Digital Llama Radio all year long. And for $40, we'll bundle it with The Insider. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Kids, get your mommy and daddy's Visa or MasterCard now.
I have to commend them because it's awesome. but I sure hate how we got there. I mean, it really is neat stuff. Pablo Hidalgo's, his set diaries have been phenomenal. The webcam, it's a little annoying. People love it a whole lot more than I do, but it's good. It's neat.
They offer some interesting stuff.
People sit there watching 24/7, and there's like four.
What have we seen so far? Justin Dix was on there at one point. We could see him playing around with some parts with C-3PO.
Today somebody said they saw a prop baby.
Yeah, a prop baby.
Cool.
We've had Chewbacca's head. We've had Peter Mayhew. We've had Anakin in a mullet. We've had Anakin and Padme kissing.
George and Rick
talking around. Rick was probably swearing. I don't know.
Probably eating something, going for lunch somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's real. I have to commend them because it's neat stuff. It's groundbreaking stuff. The problem is they just sprung it on everybody.
Oh yeah, there was came out of nowhere.
And I really wish they'd involved the fan sites with this whole mess. It's a great idea, and you have to cover your costs.
How would they involve the fan sites?
I just wish they would have told us ahead of time.
Oh, if they would give us advance
and had some idea that this was coming, because it just came out of the blue, and all of a sudden, you know, a website, you've gotten a lot for free.
But it also, it changed the rules with having to deal with the official site. We had some talking to do with them, and even when it first started, we got some feedback from them that wasn't very positive. Mm-hmm. But it just because the rules had changed completely, and mm-hmm. the way we reported stuff and the way we said things, especially Josh, because since Josh did most of the reporting on it, had to change the way he did things.
Because right. the spy reports now, we're talking about stuff that people normally have to pay for. Right. So now we can't be breaking that rule.
We have to walk a very fine line mm-hmm. of reporting the news and stealing the content off of Hyperspace.
It's like in Good Morning Vietnam. You got the guy standing next to the news reporter crossing stuff out. You can't talk about that.
I think it's a great thing to be commended. I think other people are going to follow the footsteps.
Scary.
Right. This is my problem with the whole concept. I love what it is. I love the content. But if, okay, I pay $20 a year for Hyperspace, fine. Well, let's say I like Lord of the Rings, and pretty soon they're going to charge $25 a month. Mm-hmm. And I like Xbox, and so my Xbox and IGN's going to cost $20 a year, which it does.
You've got to remember, Lord of the Rings always had a pay-in fan club that had some of the stuff like that, but it wasn't specifically website.
So pretty soon, I'm going to go from a free, I use the term loosely, free internet to one that costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I know that people say that in the future, our kids will never know the internet is free and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's fine, but I don't want to go down without a fight. And I want to know that while I appreciate good content, it's still slick marketing for a movie, and I think we could have helped them rather than kind of been on the other end of it.
And it could be worse. You could live in Britain.
That's correct.
And you can't go to the episode 3 the contest.
British visitors.
We feel for the British visitors.
We definitely feel for the British visitors.
Give the background
on
this
story.
There's
a contest that you can win a trip to the set of episode 3. Very, very cool, but it's not open to any international visitors at all.
And 3 states.
And 3 states are also excluded. And I understand that it's a huge legal mess and very time consuming, very costly, but it is hard because we have a ton of international visitors,
uh-huh.
and they're looking at that contest saying, okay, people in the United States are the only ones who get the hookup, and that's very disturbing.
And people wonder why people hate America. It's because we get all the cool stuff. That's all it is.
I'm sure it's that they can't. I'm sure there's no way they could do it, or else they would. This isn't something of Lucasfilm not caring.
We're going to defend Lucas, I think,
on this
one.
We're going to defend him a little bit, but it is disappointing, especially because we have people on our staff that cannot enter the contest, mm-hmm. And a lot of visitors that have said, why couldn't they have made accommodations for at least some of the big countries? Or
a guy says, I live right down the street from the studios. I can't go now.
Right.
Guys in Australia can't even go. So, we understand the legal reasons are really difficult, but, you know, hey, that's just the way it goes. Maybe they can have an Australian version, mm-hmm. and maybe they'll have a British version in the future. That would be probably smart on their end if they could mm-hmm. do it, but... You know, they got to stay with the law.
Mm-hmm. If this is the future of the internet, where things cost and blah blah blah, I just want there to be a footnote somewhere that we fought it, that we didn't go down without a little bit of a fight.
Somewhere in a textbook, listing of the dead soldiers along the way. Josh
dead
Griffin.
Soldiers that fought.
Fought and died valiantly.
And we will die. And there's no way we can stop it. We want this stuff to be free, but Lucasfilm will not let it out for free. So you're going to have to pay if you want this
stuff. What was the name they were given on Fox News for Kills? The Ultimate Sacrifice.
There you go. So maybe it'll just be a footnote at the end of it, an end of internet history. That's probably all it will be, because we're going down.
And I think George Lucas was the one that kicked the rock at the start of the avalanche.
That's right.
How did I know?
In a few years, when we look back on this, it'll probably be something that we laugh about, because we're used to paying for it. But right now...
Not me, I'm poor.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, $20, I guess it's not that big of a deal, but... For one website right now.
Yeah.
And it's 5-10 websites,
yep.
Hundreds of dollars a year.
And your target demographic is college-age guys,
right.
You know.
Jobs. Right.
Without jobs, thank
you're
you.
You're the information highway into the information tollway.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Wow. That was a really good...
That was wow.
I'm remembering. Yeah. Super Information Tollway. You heard it here first.
Good.
Thanks,
was,
Rob.
No problem, man.
All right,
excellent.
Man.
Well done. That was after his dinner with Ray Park there. He's got inspiration.
Yeah. So, Josh, now that we've been talking a little about the spoilers, anything you can tell us that Hyperspace hasn't said yet?
Oh, let's see.
Come on, man. Give us the dish.
Not too much yet. We haven't really heard anything. We got some interesting stuff about contacts. People wearing contact lenses. Someone who's manufacturing some special contacts.
They're all from Dune.
So, could be. it's Farscape. I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but we had some word on that. We haven't posted yet on the site. We're still waiting for some independent confirmation. And a lot of people have been writing in with their episode 3 scripts, which has been fun. They're all
there was one in particular.
Was one that was unreal. You know what? I had a feeling it wasn't real.
Now I haven't read it yet.
It's unbelievable.
Can you tell us the dizzy on it?
It starts off with a huge space battle, and then basically Palpatine takes over the galaxy and does the typical stuff you would expect. You know, mm-hmm. Anakin to go to the dark side, and he becomes Darth Vader, and they deliver the kids and stuff. It's exactly what I want the film to be. I know that it's just fake. I know that it's an episode 3 fan fiction script, but. It's absolutely the best fan script I've ever read.
Does it make you wish that Lucas had not written episode 1 and 2 the way he did?
I just wish that that was the script for episode 3. I mean, it's that good. I
really?
Wish that they were filming that right now in Australia. I really hope this is kind of scary. Maybe, I don't want to say I'm losing faith, but I hope that the real script is as good as that one.
Now, if you listen to our previous shows, you know, we lost it way back a while ago.
Long ago.
We lost it when we walked out of episode 2. You know, if you're saying as good as it is, then I will take it myself to Sydney and go, hey, hold the phone.
It is really unreal.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Everyone seems very happy.
What was the poll? They did a poll saying, do you think that this should be the actual episode 3 script?
I didn't see the results on that, but I know that people were very, very positive about it. It was unreal.
We got a lot of positive feedback on it, and people just were just writing back. And then, you know, that was the first one that started it. And then here came the tidal wave, and we took. Oh, I have a script now, and I wrote a script, and I wrote a script, and here they came. And some of them were pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were pretty good. But I have to agree with Josh. That first one we had was by far the best one.
Now the question gets begged. We're starting to see fan films like Batman: Dead End, very high end.
Yes.
We're starting to see people actually put their heads together with some decent scripts.
Right.
Yes.
In a couple of years, is it totally out of the question to see a very nice episode 7?
Honestly, what do you think, Jeff?
Episode 7, I would probably say no, because the minute that Lucas got a word of it, it would be shut down.
You really think?
Yes. However,
even though we know that he's never going to do it.
He will never do it, but I don't think it matters, because I just don't think... Episode
7... You think that is crossing the line?
I think that's crossing the line. Now, a Rogue Squadron, very possible.
A Rogue Squadron, really nice.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron, maybe the Yuuzhan Vong war going on.
I keep hearing Rogue Squadron tossed around as maybe a possible TV pilot.
Yes, I heard that while at the ranch, so...
What?
Yeah.
Okay, no. You don't just get by with a yep, and then we go on to another...
As a possibility, they said they're looking into it. It may happen.
Well, George,
you know, after the Clone War cartoon,
I'm going to be graduating from film school college. You know, I'll be glad to help with those.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say it's very possible. Episode 7 is a tall order, though. There's a lot of expectations there.
Because
the actors you could never get. I mean, you'd have
to... Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be Luke and Leia and Han, you know?
People would expect that, and so...
Well, screw them.
But it really wouldn't be Episode 7. That story is over.
Yeah.
If it's not, if they're not in it, that story's over. Start new. They can start, you know, call it Star Wars something else, episode one, and start it over again and do something else. I mean, that's fun. They can call it, you know, The New Republic, episode one. That's fine.
Fan films really are just hitting stride right now. There's no doubt about it. We're finally getting into the point where stuff like we're getting past lightsaber duels and lame script.
Now, is it getting too good, though? Is it getting to the point where just the average Joe guy with a good script can't get noticed anymore because of these high productions? This is something I get worried about sometimes, and, you know, I have to slap myself.
Everything's getting, the thing is, things are getting cheaper. You're getting better cameras out there, you know, the XL1, the GO1, you know, they're high-end, they're pretty expensive. But, yeah, but you can still get one for $700 that'll, you know, do, you know, will do what you need to do, and you can get it on the computer, and then there you go. It's not the amount of cost of what it is. It's what you do with what you have. We've had guys who made films for $53. And it came out, and it was very cool. It was just a lightsaber fight, but it was still very cool.
Which one was that? Ryan versus Dorkman?
No, it was Clay's a long time ago.
Oh, New World.
Yeah. So he did it for $53. We've had other ones that come up, you know, a couple hundred dollars. The guys. So it's just what you, it's what the artist does with what he has and what he does with it. You know, now we're I'm glad to see that people are starting to look at the writing. That's, you know, that's where the real pictures really lack, is the writing.
Thank you, Jeff.
So now
it's always been the weakness.
Yeah. Yes, but so now, you know, we're getting, the fans are focusing on that, and so we're going to see some better films coming out. We have a couple sequels, for big name sequels that are coming out, big fan films. We got Broken Allegiance 2, and we got Night Quest 2 that's coming out. And
someday in the next couple of years, Troops 2 will be.
Troops 2 is just a rumor. It will never be finished.
It'll never be finished. Constantly in production.
That's right.
No, kind of like post-production. It's been filmed for like 2 years.
That's like Crazy Watto Planetary Liquidators. John Hodges has been working on that one forever now, and he says someday it will be finished, but.
Well, kind of getting back to that episode 3 deal, too, one thing that we heard, too, that was cool that we haven't put up on the site yet is that people are expecting all this action and crazy episode 3 stuff to happen. All these little ends of the plot that have to be tied up and everything that has to go. And
give me my lava.
And someone said that that read the script, told us that there's an hour of the film that is not the action-packed, tie all the loose ends together. It's just an hour of plot development. So people that are going into episode 3 expecting it to be this slamming film right from the beginning to end are going to have to deal with another hour of plot and people talking and lots of meetings. But they tell us a lot.
Josh, you're crushing me here, man.
But the first hour of the film, aside from the introduction and the space battle to begin the film.
And your scrolling titles.
And the scrolling titles that we all love. There's an hour of the film that you have to get through.
As long as it's not Hayden and Natalie and in some field, I'm okay with that.
Well, they might be naked. You never know.
Okay. As long as Jar Jar's not in there.
Yeah. I think you're going to have to deal with that. Jar Jar is back, and he's here to stay.
That's right.
As long as he goes, you know, we get the hint that he goes to Alderaan for episode 4, I'm good to go with that.
You know, and that's what I keep, because that way, he's not killing him. There's no gore of Jar Jar dying. The little kids will be fine. But the guys that know... Oh, Alderaan. Yeah, he's toast. He's toast.
Bye-bye.
So now we can watch episode 4 and it'll be so much better now.
Just sing and laugh and dance.
Leia, don't cry. It's a good thing.
Dead. Woo! Yeah.
Hey, the Empire is good guys after all.
They're cheering.
And the 501st members scream and cheer. Right, like we do when we ride Star Tours.
So I think episode 3 is going to be really a strong film. Everyone that is associated with it loves it, especially... The tone of it. It's a very, very dark film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a great start. Big space battle to start things off. The end of the Clone Wars. It'll be fun. We get through the hour of plot and try to tie up some of the stuff through the drama of the, you know, the Senate and all the business that Palpatine has to do. And then the movie's going to kick in full force and be the film we want it to be. So
as long as C-3PO gets his memory wiped, I'm fine.
He needs to get his memory wiped and needs to just not be as talkative as he was in the end of episode 2.
I like Anthony Daniels, but I got to agree with you on that one.
That I really liked the last hour of episode 2.
It's not that he was too talkative. He was too talkative in the wrong places.
Yeah, because it was such a great moment, and all of a sudden... It wasn't meant to be funny right there.
It's
such a drag. You know, that line is such a drag right there, you know. So, Anthony Daniels, great guy, blah, blah, blah. But, man, that part sucks. So, I hope that in episode 3, we can get into the beginning, get us back into the film mode, you know, get it, and then tie these loose ends up, and then end it strong.
Yeah.
And all in the indication
right
so far
the
is that people love the last hour, and I think you know, we're going to have to. Let's face it. This is it. This is the last Star Wars film that will ever be made by George Lucas.
Well, we thought that when in 83 when Return of the Jedi came out.
That's
but
true. But in another 20 years, he'll be gone.
And
so
it's going to be sad because it's going to, you know, you're going to see the long time ago, and you're going to think, that's the last time I'm ever going to see
that. It really
and the Star
is.
Wars, it's the last time I'm going to see that. The scrolling titles.
Yeah. But
the music.
I want this film to be big. Very, very big. I want it to be bigger than anything that we've done before, especially in the modern-day age of the prequels. And I think to do that, I think Lucasfilm has got to really reevaluate a lot of things, including their marketing. I mean, the whole marketing strategy for Episode 1 was way, way, way too much.
And way too young.
Exactly. Then Episode 2 was way, way, way too little.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got this overkill, we've got this underkill, and I think Episode 3, if it's done right, will be... It'll be the one that will satisfy fans. Even if we get one out of three, if it can deliver and it's marketed right, and if we all get on board with it, I mean, if they embrace the fan sites and the fandom and our community...
Full forgiveness? Do you think 100% retribution?
If three delivers, we will just sigh of relief and claim to be Star Wars fans till we die. Absolutely.
Well, we already do that. I mean, that's why we care so much about why we didn't like 1 and 2.
You'll really mean it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. No, I really feel that we need 1. We need 1. Episode 1 was fine, whatever. Episode 2 was definitely a step in the right direction. You can see some scenes in there that show you the greatness that can be Star Wars.
We talked about that on last episode,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then Episode 3, now this film... Yeah, we've got some drama we've got to take care of and a few meetings we've got to get through. But this film can be the dark, brooding film that we've all been waiting for. And it will be, I believe.
He believes. I believe in you, Josh.
I believe I'm not. Just breaking a song here on Digital Law Radio.
It goes without saying on
Absolutely.
Every single episode.
There'll be a song somewhere, yeah. No, it's going to be a good film. I can't wait. Can't wait to get on the set next month and see it for myself.
So what are we doing tomorrow at Gen Con? What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, we're at Gen Con. I forgot about that. I have so much fun at Jeff's studio here. My living room. I'm interviewing everybody tomorrow. I'm just spending the day with my recordable and just walking around interviewing all the celebrities. I did Michonne today, or Singh for Episode 1, and tomorrow I start off with Shannon Baskin. And then
you want to borrow this?
Work down the list. Yeah. That'd be great.
But I get to sit in.
No, then.
There's two microphones.
Oh, well, I have to wear one and give the other one to... No, it's going to be fun. That's basically what I'm doing. I'm not really a big card player or whatever, so I'm going to play some Halo PC, which will be fun.
Yeah, I'll be following you on that one, probably.
Unreal.
Yeah,
it came so good.
We were here today. We were there today.
Yeah, we were there.
And then just do a bunch of interviews and have to head back today, so...
Aww. We got the fan breakfast, too, right?
Yeah, we're going to do the fan breakfast in the morning. Jeremy Bullock and Daniel Logan will be there and get the limited edition silver-painted Boba Fett.
If Ray said he's up, he'll be there.
Yeah, and we invited Ray. So that'll be fun. Hopefully we'll get him to show up, too, just for fun and get some breakfast. It's a $40 breakfast, which...
That better be some damn good pancakes.
It's the best eggs I've ever had. I mean...
Stuff.
Yeah, seriously, that's a lot of money for a breakfast. So I'm figuring the autograph is $10, the figure's $10... So a $20 breakfast better be pretty good.
Yeah, $20 still.
$20.
Damn, I mean, good egg.
Talk about the compass behind the figures. I have to give mine away because someone couldn't come on our trip.
Yeah, I have to give his away. Sorry about that, Ralph.
Yeah,
you know what, though?
Make him work for it.
I heard that the Fan Club Breakfast actually comes with a subscription to Hyperspace and Star Wars Insider. So somebody, I'm kidding. It really doesn't. Chris is like, are you serious? No. No, it comes... You get eggs, actually. Eggs and a Star Wars
to throw at staff members.
Oh, no, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that in the morning, too. It'll be a good time. What are you doing this weekend at Gen Con, Jeff?
Well, tomorrow, I'm working.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I couldn't get it off, you know, start a new job. But Saturday, we will be setting up a TV, I guess, at the Master Replicas booth. And we'll be showing Batman Dead End. So if anybody, you know, who is out in the area is going to get to see it on DVD.
And other films as well?
Yep. We'll have other films, including the Formula.
Formula will be showing.
From the DLR
The blooper
guy.
Reel that no one's seen yet.
The Formula, what is that? I've never seen that before. Is that that good?
Now he finally admits to it. You should hear Josh Griffin sitting here. Oh, yeah, the Formula.
Unreal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unreal. That film is amazing.
106 megabytes.
Yeah. Hey, I got one other thing, too, talking about conventions and stuff. Next year, if you guys, anyone out there is listening that is interested in going to a convention, we are hitting Comic-Con next year.
We were talking about this.
Big time. So we're going to be there. Lucasfilm is going to be there. Probably the largest presence they've ever had at a Comic-Con before. If you're going to be in the area, well, actually, it doesn't matter if you are or not. Get there.
I will be by that time, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to have almost the entire staff is going to be there. And it's going to be huge in California next year, 2004. So I just want to put the buzz out now that that's the place to be next year. We're all going to be there.
Is the Adam Films contest going to be there again next year?
I don't know. I haven't heard yet.
I haven't heard either. I tried to talk to Steve Stansweet about it, but he hasn't responded.
You said possibly Dragon Con, though, too.
It could be because it may rotate. It may rotate. Uh-huh. But the Lucasfilm presence has always been the highest at Comic-Con, and they don't come out to Dragon Con, so they may just do it there again. They may not even do it. They may wait till C3.
And we know that 2004 is going to be a big year for them. So yeah. I just want to put everything. I mean, we got a year now to talk about this and get ready for it, but I'm just saying we're going to be there in full force. Yeah. The Force on Net's got a big booth reserved already, and it's going to be crazy.
Excellent.
So
now
we want everybody there.
Either of you guys going to be at Dragon Con this year?
No.
No?
No, can't make it.
Probably not.
Oh, cause
I'm
going to
be at Wizard World maybe for a day or two.
That's in 2 weeks, isn't it?
A couple weeks, up in Chicago. Yeah. So my Jeremy, wife's about to have a baby, so I can't go too far.
We're going to probably be up that one as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I will not. How sad. Oh, but I will be at Dragon Con. I will be at Dragon Con. And so TFN making their way around.
Making their way around. We are just convention junkies.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Shout out for that.
What?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Well, none of us have played it yet.
Oh, I have, yeah.
You played it. Rob, tell us about Knights of the Old Republic.
I played it for 10 minutes, and I'm a mediocre RPG fan. I fell in love with it.
Awesome.
Dump your girlfriend and buy that game.
Bye, Lisa.
The customization on that game.
The
customization on that game, as soon as you start it, is highly great. I recommend for strategy, RPG, or just playing Star Wars fans. It's a really great game.
Is the D20 system really strong? Is it?
It's nothing like that. It's plays a little like Final Fantasy VII and PSO to a bit.
Wow.
It's really good formula. It keeps you up pace. You don't feel like you're tagging on and dragging on.
Excellent.
And you can play it in other modes, too. If you want to go and look at all the rolls of the dice and all that stuff, it's all there.
Oh, okay.
You just have to kind of hunt it down. It's kind of behind the scenes. I played it for a few hours, too, and I enjoyed it. I actually reviewed it really, really high because I thought it was very innovative. But
and that's the guy that hates RPGs.
I hate RPGs.
Bad. This is the man. I got Josh to play a half hour of a Star Wars the role playing game demo with me.
Like to die.
Tell him about what you did.
I played Chewbacca and I came in and I killed. We were in one of the cantina or something.
And we were there to get an operative.
Instead
of going to get the operative, what do you do?
I shot the innocent bystander. I killed the bartender and then I fled in rabid fear. We had a great time with the role-playing game. I'll be never playing that again.
Probably Star Wars.
No, but seriously, RPGs are not my cup of tea. But I played Knights of the Old Republic because I love Xbox. And I have two Xboxes at home. Love Xbox.
You have two Xboxes?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's for Halo. I have a lot of friends. We always play Halo. It's ridiculous. But anyhow, so I have Knights of the Old Republic. LucasArts sent it to me this week. And I hate RPGs. Have I said that?
Yeah.
Have I said that? Yeah.
As I drug you to the table to play to sign up.
But you know what? Knights of the Old Republic, it's for real. It's really good.
Cool.
It's really, really good.
I'm a hardcore gamer. It's a really good game.
Excellent.
It's a good game. I put it in the 90s, 90 out of 100 category, really. It's one of the strongest title LucasArts BioWare.
That is one thing I have been hearing universally is that Star Wars, the license has never really done strong gameplay-wise, and they finally seem to get something right on this.
They seem to get it right. I still like Clone War a little bit better because I prefer the action-oriented title.
Uh-huh.
But it's great, absolutely great, great game. I prefer Halo better as the overall king of the system title, but, you know, people are saying it's right up there with that caliber of title, Splinter Cell, Halo, and they're saying Knights of the Old Republic. That's high praise for a game that's only been out for a day or two. But
and then the PC version comes out in the fall, and it's supposed to be even more different as well.
Yeah.
So it looks strong. It's a good game. I'm glad to see it for LucasArts' sake, for that matter. They need a couple big titles because they're about to release a bunch of independent stuff too.
Remember what the last?
I'm waiting for Full Throttle too.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm.
You remember what the last strong Star Wars licensed game was? TIE Fighter. You know how far back you have to go for that?
A few years.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of fell into the trap of the whole industry though. Video game industry as a whole.
First person shooter.
Yeah, they kind of just they had something that worked well, and then they repeated it over and over again.
When I reviewed Jedi Outcast, that's something I said. I said it didn't seem like there was anything new. Yeah. They had some new cool new toys.
Right.
Cool things you could. But
the lightsaber combat seemed like luck. Like, if you got lucky, you got the guy. There's no skill in it.
And it's a great game, but it's not that innovative. And I want innovation. And honestly, something like Knights of the Republic, Old Republic, that's innovative. It's new. It's better. It's cleaner. It's sharp. And it's just a totally immersive experience. And it's really, really good title.
Only thing we're looking for on that title, though, is multiplayer. So if you're out there and you have any content, let's go for multiplayer next time around.
Definitely.
Is there anything with Xbox Live on that?
There is. It's downloadable content, and they haven't specified at all what that will be. So it could be.
So no multiplayer, though.
More, but nothing out of the box, no. But
it's probably because of Galaxies, so they don't want it's going to be would be competing with
that's very true. There are a few things that are
well,
very similar.
No, see, I was hoping they would go the route of Baldur's Gate, where it was cooperative multiplayer, where it's not some big server, but it's just you know you can make a level and have your friends go like Vampire, the Masquerade,
Neverwinter Nights,
something like that.
Yeah,
I would think that that would just be logical with an RPG like
Maybe
that.
It's just coming out soon. This is what they did for now.
Or they'll do an expansion game.
Right. It had been delayed long enough that there was no way they could delay it.
How long? So. When was the original release date?
It's been months ago. So
really?
Yeah. So I'm glad they finally got it out the door. But again, that's the problem of the whole industry. They give release dates, they don't make them. That's you know, problematic through the whole setup. And I think LucasArts is finally realizing that you can't just make a cookie-cutter clone every year. Even the football series is stick a 2004 on it and, you know, pay $39 more. It's not going to work anymore. You need something new and immersive and Knights of the Old Republic, very, very bold step in that direction.
Cool. Josh, you're going to be coming out with your new game system when?
The Xbox 2? Well, I'm a huge Xbox fan. It's unreal. Wow.
What?
Yeah.
But you own two of them. You
I
better be.
I own two of them. Yeah, 8 controllers and about 12 games.
It's ridiculous.
Is Microsoft paying us to
buy Xbox? No, I don't know why. I do know why. Halo is the system seller game. It's unbelievable. We play it.
The Mario of Xbox.
It's the Mario. It's the Mario. It should be the Mario of the world because that game is so.
Now I know Microsoft's getting
you.
Let me see the paycheck right now.
We got to play Halo PC today, which is really fun too. That's not out in stores for another couple weeks, so that was fun. Get a little advanced look at that. Anyhow, we're getting way off of Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Hey, we were talking about Batman 20 minutes ago, so you're fine.
It's all good.
Any closing thoughts? What's coming up in the near future with all of us? We got... What is going on? Not much. I got Dragon Con coming up, and...
Wizard World in Chicago. Not too much. We're having a baby, so we're taking everything off for a little while.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Number two on the way. Very excited about that. We have Christian already, and we'll have Austin soon.
Anything LucasArts or Lucas putting up for Christmas?
You guys doing a Tokyo Game Show?
Tokyo Game Show? Hey, yeah, are we?
We usually do that one, but...
releasing a lot of titles.
But TheForce.net, how about us doing the Tokyo...
I'm not sure if we're going to be doing that one this year.
I speak some Japanese, I'll go.
Si, kimosabi. Wait, no.
Sorry, for all the Japanese listeners that are listening, now American. It's my turn.
I love this show.
Yes.
Wow. No, there's not too much on the horizon for anybody, really. This is a good time of the year because principal photography is shooting right now, so we can just enjoy that.
And all then, the spy reports.
Then the spy reports and spoilers start floating in, and it'll be good. We're supplementing that with the set diaries and the stuff from Hyperspace now, so it should be a good run here until the last movie comes out.
Yeah, this is a good time for also for, you know, just for site maintenance and stuff. So you're going to see some changes on TheForce.net. We're going to be...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Anything you want to give?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about...
You want to? Okay.
The TheForce.net.
We weren't sure how much, you know.
I don't know how much we can say. Well, can we just say it's a wholesale redesign that will blow people away?
Yeah, it's really slick.
Nothing on TFN will look the same.
No.
Honestly, it is... It's the most comprehensive redesign.
My phone is going off.
Ever done.
It's another DLR
That's
trademark.
The worst
Hold this for me, real quick.
Phone I've ever heard. No, the force that is. It's going to be totally redesigned, a lot easier to navigate. I think people are really, really going to be happy with the new look.
I'm going to kill whoever this is. I told my parents I'm doing a radio show.
There's lots of stuff we can't really talk about right now because his phone's going off.
Oh, it's Chad Peter. Never mind. Oh. Screw Chad.
Chad Peter.
Screw you.
That's
okay.
That's the guy that made sex, drugs, and Natalie Portman.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So anyhow, getting back to wherever we were, blah, 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 blah.
Until Chad called.
The new site's going to be amazing. Very, very excited about it. Very, very fast. Able to handle oodles of traffic. And and I think people are really going to like it. You're going to be able to...
It's not just going to be force.net, fanfilms.com, which, you know, is off the theater.
And
it's going to go with it.
I make this guarantee right now. Weekly TFN humor updates.
We've heard it before.
No, the gauntlet has been thrown down. The gauntlet has been thrown because I'm going to get a code update.
That's
right. It's so much easier now.
That'd be nice. No, honestly, the whole site is going to be easier for us on the back end. And
yes.
I think people, if you're interested in episode 3 news, which everyone is, it's going to be at the top, all in its own place for news. And updated tons and tons of times a day and very, very easily to navigate. If you're, like, you associate colors with sections, it's all going to be worked out to where you can look at a page and instantly see what news you care about and get to it quickly. I think people are really, really going to be impressed.
Spoilers and non-spoilers separated out.
Spoilers and non-spoilers separated. Some still going to have to do the highlight thing that we're famous for.
Highlight to read.
Yeah, exactly. I think people will really like it. It's like... I don't know. It's the future of the internet. It's very, very, very slow.
But just as we've told you, that Lucas needs to go all out for the last ones, so do we. I mean, so do all the fan sites. You're going to have to see it. This is it. This is the last one we're going to do. So, might as well just do what we can and have some fun for until the movie comes out. And
exactly. We're raising the standard, I think, in a serious way for a fan site.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly tell you, this is going to be one of the most advanced fan sites. Probably the most advanced fan site.
Well, we already are pretty much the most popular out there, right?
Absolutely. Definitely. So. We're up there, and I think people are really going to like what they see. Can't say too much, though. Sorry.
Now, I got five minutes left, so I just want to touch on this. We were talking about this once before. I want to see if the answer's changed a little bit since then. Episode 3, last Star Wars ever. We move on. What then for TFN?
Great question. Jeff, you started off, and I'll follow you, because I have no idea.
There's a section, especially on the JC boards, called the Fan Activities. Mm-hmm. That's where everybody's going to go. Your fan fiction, your fan films, your fan audios, and your sci-fi 3D and stuff like that. And also 501st type stuff, the costuming and stuff like that. That's where it's going to go. It's going to have to be fan-driven. You know, if Rogue Squadron gets written into TV, great. You know, if Cartoon Network does another thing, great. But it's going to be the fans that are going to have to keep it going because Lucas won't. It's over.
It's hard for me because I don't like comics. I don't like books. I play.
You don't like anything, Josh.
Let's just face it. I like the movies, and that's about it. And I'm not even sure I'm really going to like the cartoons or any. I like the movies. That's about my thing. I don't collect. I don't have a big
Star Wars collection. Clone Wars, real quick, when do those Clone Wars cartoons?
November 8th, 9th, 10th,
okay.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay.
great. So, I don't know. I honestly don't know what I'm going to do when the movies are done. I hope that they come out with another.
You're going to go up into a water tower with a gun.
That's right. Star Wars over. No. I don't know. I honestly can see my involvement in the ForceNet declining rapidly, maybe even getting out at that point.
Aww.
Just because I love the movies, I love the films, I love everything that goes into that, and without that, I just don't see my drive being in the same place. You know, my family will be growing up, and I want to be with them. I still will always love Star Wars, but I can't see. Maybe something will change my mind. Maybe we'll get a spinoff and I'll get hooked again.
I'm gonna work on getting Lucas to make episode 7 just for you.
I would be there in a heartbeat.
And I will direct and write.
If he would. You know, he could make
star.
A lot of money if he kept putting these things out. Maybe film all 3 at once and release them every November.
Rick McCallum will show him the bottom line. Oh, yeah.
Right. Hey,
I can build another studio.
We should make these. I really hope they make more films. Because
just to be Porkins Jr.
I've always thought I'd make a good Porkins.
Yeah. But you're going to be in episode 3 anyways,
that's right.
Man.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be on set and I'll be like, hey, why don't you guys get that guy in a suit and I'll be in there. Don't worry.
We'll make sure it happens. Josh, Jeff, Rob, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Our pleasure, man.
Yes.
That's great.
This turned into a goodbye episode somehow.
Whoa! I feel like we should, sing a little farewell, hello.
Bevita Zing, goodbye.
I do
to you and you and you.
Goodbye. That was goodbye. Goodbye.
This is Chris Hanel signing off in a Days of Bewilderment. This is Digital On Radio. Thanks very much for listening. Next time, can't be that weird. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.